Good morning, everybody. Here we are in Parshas Pinchas. So we know that in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah recalled all the korbanos of Musaf, all the korbanos that we bring on special occasions, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Now, included in them, one of the first ones is the Parsha of Rish Chodesh, which we read on every Rish Chodesh, the Rosh Chodeshai, a special common Musaf. So, in the context of this, although this isn't directly related to the Parsha, I'd like to look a little bit at the topic of Hallel on Rish Chodesh. One of the important aspects of Rish Chodesh, we've got to say Hallel.
Rish Chodesh is coming up.
Already coming up. Yeah. It's total
Abadiyo.
When the month? That's it, it's already in the second half of the month. So, all coming up. So, let's look a little at the Dinim of Hallel on Rish Chodesh. So, the Gemara in Tanis tells us the following thing. We learn from here. Halel of the Bereish Yarko, the Halel of Rish Chodesh, is not very right. And indeed, we're going to see in the continuation of the Gemara, it's much stronger than it's not very right. It's a much lower level of Chiyu. Let's see. Tomer of Yerushalom, Shum Ben Yom Tomer. The Yerushalom said in the name of Shimon, Shmoya Ofer Yom Yishonov, there are 18 days when Yochid Gomer Bohenet Tahalel. Even a Yochid, meaning Koskid, a civil, every single person, is obliged to read Halel. Ve'enu Heng, the Gemara makes a list, and they are the list of the days of Yom Tov, days of Sukkot, days of Chanukah, etc., etc. And Rish Chodesh is not on this list. So there's these 18 days when you've got to say the full Halel, and Rish Chodesh is not on the list.
How could Halel be the right?
So Rashi over there explains it doesn't mean a full day right. Even Halel itself is actually a takonas Nevi'im. It doesn't mean a full day right, but it is from the Nevi'im. As opposed to Halel of Rish Chodesh, which we're going to see in a second, is an even lower level of chiyuv. Rav ikla lebo. Rav visited Bohr. Rav was originally from Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Bohr. Chazinu to kokoru halayla v'rish yarach. He came there to the shul, and what do you know? They were saying halal on rish chodesh. So Rav spukinu. So after they passed, that Rav was going to stop there. He said, I've never heard of saying halal on rish chodesh. I mean, not supposed to be halal on rish chodesh. When he saw that they were not saying the full halal, rather they skipped various paragraphs, Omar Shlami no minak avisem yedem. For here we see that they are not intending to say this halal as full absolute choyva of kriyat halal. If it would be an absolute obligation of kriyat halal, one would have to read the full halal. From the fact that they read only this partial halal, this halal with various paragraphs skipped out, that is the siman that they're doing this halal not as an obligation, but rather minag avisem yedem. Simply with the level of obligation called minak. It's a lower level of chiyuv, meaning it's not an absolute chiyuv, it is a minak, whatever.
What's based on the minak? Why, you know,
so, it doesn't have to mean it wasn't either quite the right word it is. So, instituted, or let's say, probably recommended is probably a better word by Chazal. But it means that they didn't fix it with an absolute obligation of chiyuv, like other chiyuv in the Rabbanon. So they put it down as a minhag. So let's discuss why these paragraphs are missed out. You're right that the indication of the Gemara is that it doesn't have to have been specifically these paragraphs. Now that is the minhag to skip out two specific paragraphs, and reasons are given by the poskim why those ones were chosen, but the basic sort of principle of the Gemara would have been just as good if one skipped out something else. In fact, one skips out something that gives the indication that we're not doing this as an absolute Torah chiyuv.
Doesn't seem to be out of concern that they might be writing brokers.
Oh, exactly what I want to come to. So, if it's what kind of practical lachemina could it have? If it's a minag, if it's not a minag, the bottom line is we do it and we have to do it. So, what document does it make? So, one possible document might be, do you have to make a broth on it? So, let's look. There's a similar point in the Gemara in Sukkah, which is a comparison. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was about the point of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi regarding another practice of Amitzah. We know that on Hoshana Rabbah, there's a mitzvah to take a bunch of aromas. No, there you go. It would be enough. One aroma, we take a bunch. There's a mitzvah called Natilat Aroma on Hoshana Rabbah. Take hold of a bunch of aromas, shake it, bash it, whatever we do. The mitzvah to take hold. So, the Mahlok is saying, I'm right, it's a Gemara. Chav Oba Aroma Yisod Nevi'im. One says Aroma is an institution of the Nevi'im. The Chav Oba, the other opinion says, Aroma is Minag Nevi'im, a custom of the Nevi'im. So says Rashi, over there, what is it, these two opinions? Yisod Nevi'im, an institution of the Nevi'im. Takonat Nevi'im Aproyim, an institution of the later Nevi'im, Chagay Chariyim Malachi, Shahoyu Mimit Takni Takonis Yisroel Anshim Net Takdoyo, they fixed many Takonis as part of the Anshim Net Takdoyo. Now let's look at the second Rashi. The other opinion who says, Minhag, Hinhigu Et Hom, they're accustomed, the people, they put it down as a custom, the Loi Tiknu Loi, but they did not institute it as an obligation. But Nafka Minah says Rashi, the Loi Fire Rob. The difference between these two opinions is whether one is required to make a bracha or not. Because actually this is what they're getting at, these two opinions in the Gemara regarding a robber, whether it is an institution of the Nevi'im or a custom of the Nevi'im, what is the difference? What is the Nafka Minah? Then Rashi, the Nafka Minah is, do you have to make a bracha or not? And indeed, Rashi's words are borne out by the Gemara in the Hemshah of the Sugya. But the Nafka Minah between them is, do you have to make a bracha? If it's an institution of the Nevi'im, it's an obligation. So it's like all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, or mitzvahs to Rabbanan, you also make a bracha. Hanukkah, Mikra Megillah, all sorts of things. But if it's only a custom, then there's no bracha. So let's finish off reading that Rashi. Rashi explains it more sharply why. The Lech HaMeila V'Tzivonu. Because you cannot say in words V'Tzivonu. Commanded, and he commanded. Where were we commanded? We weren't commanded, it's only a custom. The Afilu Bechlal Loi Sosur Lech. Says Rashi, a minag is not even included in the mitzvah of the Loi Sosur. There is a mitzvah to heed the words of the Chachamim. And indeed, the Gemara says that that is the reason we can make a bracha on institutions of the Chachamim, on Takodas Birabon, and even though with Tzibonu he commanded us, means like Hashem commanded us, so how do you make such a bracha if the Chachamim really commanded us? Because Hashem commanded us to listen to the Chachamim, Lord Sosa, you should heed the words of the Chachamim and not turn away from their words. But says Rashi, a minag is not included in Lord Sosa. And therefore, says Rashi, that is exactly the logic why there would be no bracha on a minag. Because you can't say the tzivonu, because it's not included in the tzivonu. On average, hakolat chazal, you can make a bracha, because you can't say the tzivonu, because it is included in the mitzvah of the tzivonu. But a minag is not. So therefore, no bracha on a minag.
Now, I understand that, but it is a question about the things on minag as a month. So, there has to be some.
Yeah, so it does need a little more sort of investigation and clarification. What exactly is the level of obligation of minhag? And we are going to see later on in the Shurim Hashem that there is a thought in the Rambam that seems to take minhag much more seriously than this. Does indicate that even minhag is included in this mitzvah of bloody
sosur. Because when you're in a community, everyone
is no different. Yeah, you're right. Right, so the bottom line is there is a concept of minhag and mockery, and we do have to keep it. Bottom line, no question, is there's a concept of minhag and we do have to keep the minhag. Question is just what level of obligation is that?
Instead of calling people by name, they just call people and go, well, Shishi, Yavod Rabi. And he wrote a very strong thing, Tatlus Lung, to change even the simple minag that he was very, very.
Yeah, it could also be some of these things they got to see as mother and see as mother. It could be in that period. A lot of small changes that were brought into the service, the rites of the shul. Were often had other sort of background connotations. They had something to do with reform or copying the going in some way, or it wasn't just, you know, man, convenience. I mean, man shouldn't change it, convenience also shouldn't change, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You were talking about the right thing, which
is the right. Yeah, it's definitely a serious matter. Okay. So having said this, the indication of the facts in front of us so far would be that if the conclusion of the Gemara is that Halal of Rish Chodesh is only a Minhag, and let's put that together with this Gemara regarding our Rav, where we see that something which is a Minhag, no Bracha on a Minhag, that should leave us with no Bracha on Halal of Rish Chodesh. So in fact, this is a matter of debate amongst Rishoyim. Let's look at Tosfos in Brachos. The cost of the Matzah victory. The state of Matzah victory, right. Given Shein Elam Minhag Ba'alma, since Halal on Rish Chodesh is only a Minhag, Loi Mevarchin Al Alei, we do not make any Bracha on it. Kita'ama Paperit Lo Ba'arama, like we learned just now in the Gemara in Sukkot, Ein Mevarchin Al Zoma Shu Minhag. One does not make a Bracha on something that is only a custom. So Matzah victory is of the opinion that indeed, when we recite Halal on Rish Chodesh, Halal on Rish Chodesh, no Bracha. When we are Rabbi Nitzhar, they ain't there right. Says Rabbi Nitzhar, I do not agree with you. Says Rabbi Nitzhar, there is a distinction between different mitzvahs. You cannot prove from that Gemara a blanket rule that there is no Bracha on a minute. The Atzotu, Baba Le Mevarachino. Says Rabbi Nitzhar, we have to look at the level of significance or hashivus of the action being done. When it comes to our rubber, say very simple and, let's say, insignificant type of action, all you have to do is grasp the aroma and the mitzvah is done. On such a sort of simple and insignificant type of action, no problem. A mitzvah is something which has the character of a full-blown mitzvah action, pshita the mazorkino, one certainly does make a problem. And says, Rabbi Nitzhar, I'll bring you a riot. So I'll have him on. Call Yom Tov Sheni, Eder Element Hogol. Says Rabbi Nitzhar, I'll bring you a riot. You can't make a bracha on the Minhag. Let's take a look at Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni, the Gemara refers to as Minhag. Says in the Gemara in Beitzah that they told the people in Kufsar, it's the Zaru of Minhag of Yisrael. Keep up the Minhag of your fathers. Right, it was originally a state of the Yom Tov. But now that we have the fixed calendar, we don't have any true topic anymore. So, this process is of the understanding of the continuation of this practice of keeping Yom Tov Sheni has the halakhic character, fits the halakhic box of Minhag.
Even though it did not start as Minhag.
Did not start as Minhag. So some of the sad differences, that's the truth. But it's like the wording of the Gemara is Zari the Minhag of Yisrael. So Rabbi Nitzhar brings from that you see, you can't make a bracha on the Minhag. Once you have Yom Tov Sheni, well, you have millions of brachas. Kiddush, Tefillah, and all sorts of things. So you see that you're making bracha even on something that's only a Minhag. Well, no, principle lost, but on Yom Tov Sheni, were it to have been a Yom Tov, there would have been none of these brachas. So you see that you can recite a bracha on something that's only a minhag. So then it says, so there's a written time, I've got an amazing rhyme, you can't make a bracha on a minhag. Says that places in Sukkah. Then in fact, what seems like an amazing rhyme, Yom Tov Sheni actually isn't such an amazing rhyme at all. O'Meal says Tosfos, aim is there right. I don't see any proof whatsoever from Yom Tov Sheni. So time is the aim of Horokin Arab, the man that Omar Minhag Nabiim. What would be the reasoning why one wouldn't make a bracha on the Minhag? Mishum Doloy Ef Shaloy Ma Sivon. Not the sort of bare principle that one cannot make a bracha on the Minhag. The point is more that one cannot use the wording of the Sivon. And he commanded us, because it's only a minute, not a command. Who bade Yom Tov Shel Donyos? Now, if we'll take a look at the bracha of what one would say on the Yom Tov Sheni, Ein Bohem Sivonu. Where's the word Sivonu? the brothers that we would be talking about are not classic Brit Hamitzvah's brothers, Ella Kiddush, the Torah Tayyum, the Tefillah, the Brit Hamitzvah. So, what extra bracha do you want to show me? You want to show me Kiddush? You want to show me Tefillah? Well, those things don't say the word of Tzivon. We only say the Tzivon in a mitzvah, in a bracha made on a regular mitzvah practice. So, Hashem can show me the Tzivon to do this, to do that. So, there is no Tzivon. So, don't bring me any great riot from Yom Tov Sheni. It's true you make bracha from Yom Tov Sheni, but the brachas you make are not the Tzivon. So, I don't see any riot from the Tzivon. What do you mean we don't say the Tzivon? I'll bring you loads of the Tzivon. Not loads, but at least two. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's take a look. If we'll look at the Yom Kippur, beginning from Pesach. So let's see. On the first night of Pesach, they have a little Seder, yeah? At the Seder, we eat matzah, we eat moro. Hashem is the son of Mitzvot of Tzivon, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mor. And if you live in Chutz Lareth and you have Yom Tov Sheni, so on the second day you make a second Seder. And you say again, Hashem is the son of Mitzvot of Tzivon, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mor. So there you go. Rebbeinu Tam Zraya is reinstated. You clearly do say even the Tzivon on a Yom Tov Sheni.
The
Shepherd
was
replaced. Oh, the Leishit Vatokeh isn't a riot. Why? Because of Chol HaMoed as well. It has nothing to do with the character of it being Yom Tov Sheni.
Okay.
And if it's Chol HaMoed, you're also saying it's the model of Leishit Vatokeh. So there's no riot. The only riot you can bring is this.
Okay.
Oh, but this is a riot. So there's Rav Kiva Eger. What place is talking about? Many times riot is a good riot. But Tzivona Arachidat Mora Arachidat Matzah. Says Rav Kiva Eger. A little bit of a doppelsticker issue to understand the places in Sukkot and try to push away every time. And maybe there is a distinction. We know that there's some brachos that are worded al this, al that. And there's some brachos which are le, lehadli, likroy. So, turns from Kimega, perhaps places to see a field that we cannot bring a raya from a bracha which is with the wording of al. Let's say Alakina's Moro, Alakina's Matzah. Those types of brachas you can't bring me a raya from. Only from with a lamed, likroy, lahadli. Those types of brachas. You could find a bracha like that. That would be a raya. We can't find any bracha like that. What's the distinction? What's the significance? In the al is a much broader type of, has a certain broader type of significance. As it means, Hashem commanded us regarding the mitzvah of Moro, the mitzvah of Matzah. It has less of a precise, definite type of meaning. Le'echol would be that this action of achila that I'm doing now, Hashem commanded me.
More general.
Al is more general. So if it's more general, it's not such a great raya, because we can still say, well, perhaps there's no problem using that nusach habracha, since Hashem certainly did command us regarding matzah, regarding mora. Did he command us tonight or not? Maybe not. Maybe tonight's only a minute. But we can still say such a brother because the wording is general. That would be the understanding why Tosfos and Sukkah doesn't seem such great right. So stop robbing from your brother. So we can see where the Tosfos was coming from. I mean, Tosfos did bring a right from Yom Tov Sheni. It could be his main intent was from those brothers. But let's just summarize where we've come to. So the bottom line with the various rides, battles, and forth, but we do have this Machlokes between the Battle of Victory and Rabbi Tam. Whether it is possible to make a bracha on a minhag, most specifically on this minhag of halal on Rish Chodesh. So according to the Master Vitri, one does not make any bracha on halal on Rish Chodesh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, one does make a bracha on halal on Rish Chodesh, and it's not to be compared to our rabba where we find them in one of these books. So far, we have not seen any distinction between whether one recites the halal, the tibur, the Yochid, these two opinions don't differentiate in any way. Either way, according to the Master Victory, no bracha, both the Yochid, whether the Yochid or the Tzibur, and according to the Rebbeinu Tam, there is a bracha Now let's take a look at the opinion of the Rambam, who is a third approach over here. Right, the Rambam. In places where one keeps Yom Tov Sheni Shel Godin. Going with the Halal, but Ephod Be'etrim Yom. So there they have full Halal on 21 days. Avol B'Rosh Chodoshim, however on Rosh Chodesh, Priyat HaHalal Minhag, Ve'ein O Mitzvah. Priyat HaHalal is simply a minhag, not a mitzvah. Minhag there is the tzimu. Now this minhag, says the Rambam, the entire minhag is only the tzimu. The Bichok Kurim the Diluk, one reads it with a gap, with jumping, or skips out certain blocking to show that it's only a minhag. Ve'ein Mevorkin Allah. And what doesn't make a problem? She'ein Mevorkin Allah minhag, because there is no problem on a minhag. So according to the Rambam, 2 points to take note of. A, there's no minhag whatsoever for Yochid, because the entire minhag is only a minhag of Tzibu. And B,
he
shouldn't say, he doesn't need to say it, he wants to say, he could say maybe, but there's no, according to the Rambam, there would be no need. And D, the Rambam is of the opinion that there's no bracha on a minhag. And therefore, even with Tzibu, there's no bracha. So he goes like that. Let's indeed look a little more closely why he does all that. We began at the beginning saying that the svara not to make a bracha on a minhag is because in a bracha we use the word in v'tzivot, Hashem commanded us, and on a minhag it's not proper to say the word v'tzivot when Hashem commanded us. And a little further, that even though on mitzvahs drabonon, on obligations which are drabonon, we can make a bracha, and we can say the word mitzvah, the reason for that is because the average obligation which is drabonon is included in the mitzvah of lo yitfasun, the mitzvah to heed the words of betachon. So even on a mitzvah drabonon, you can use the term mitzvah, because it is a mitzvah, Hashem did command us, by virtue of the fact that He commanded us to listen to the betachon. However, when it comes to a minhag, since even the Chachamim themselves are not commanding it as an absolute obligation, so, no, the Tzivanu is not appropriate.
The whole issue about the Tzivanu,
why not?
So probably I haven't seen any
code
saying, okay, look
around on the Tzivanu. Okay, so that's surely because we don't have the sort of the chayah, the chayah to institute, to be metadish, a new sort of machbeah bracha, a new style of bracha. There is a bracha, halal is a bit. We don't have the wherewithal to bring about new bracha. This is the bracha that there is. If we can say it, we can say it. It's not not. So, having said that the ikka svara, the ikka logic, not to make a bracha on a minhag, is because, Hashem, we can't use the word mitzivot, because the minhag is not included in the term lo yitfasun, this explanation, let's say, does not appear to fit the Rambam. Does not appear to fit in the Rambam. This question is asked by the Brisker Rav. He sends us a Rambam in Hilchos Mavrim. I'm not going to read it all inside now, but if we look at that Rambam inside, it appears from the words of the Rambam that the Rambam holds that even a minhag, certainly it's a clear, established minhag which comes to us from Chazal, even a minhag is included in Lo Yitfasun. It too is included in the mitzvah to heed the words of the Chachamim. These are also part of the words of the Chachamim, and it's included in that mitzvah. So the Brit Karah says that in the Rambam we cannot use the same explanation that Rashi gave us at the beginning of this Indian, that the reason not to make a bracha on a minhag is because you can't say this mitzvah because it's not even included in the Yitzchakul. The Rambam indicates that it is included in the Yitzchakul. So rather, says the Brit Karah, the understanding in the Rambam is more as the Rambam himself states, She'ein Mevorkin al HaMinhag. That something which only has the level of obligation of minhag is not enough of an obligation to make a bracha. That's it. Not because the word of Tzivonu isn't appropriate, just because that's how it is. A minhag is not enough of an obligation for a bracha. Okay, I'd just like to come in the last couple of minutes to look a little bit at the Halacha Lamaisa over here. We've got these various opinions in the Rishonim. How do we come? So the Shulchan Aruch brings regarding this two opinions, and the Rambam brings a third opinion. the Koyim Halal the Din. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. Of Rosh Chodesh, we read Halal, as we know, skipping out on a couple of paragraphs. Bei Yochid Beis Tzibur. Now, the Yesh Omerim, Shahat Tzibur, the Baruch Hilal. One opinion, says the Shulchan Aruch, first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, is that the Tzibur one makes the Bracha, but a Yochid Ein Mevarech Halal. And the Yochid does not make a Bracha. You can make a bracha, but only with tzibur, not for yochid. It's not the opinion of this, which we look at so much.
You mean a shli tzibur? Is a shli tzibur with a bracha?
I don't think so. I think the understanding is that every person in the tzibur can make a bracha. Then, I'm not actually sure. But only in a tzibur there's a bracha, and for yochid there's no bracha. The yeshua ring, she'af ha tzibur ein mevarech alav lo yitzchil ov lo yitzchot, v'zeh da'af harama. And some say that even the tzibur is no problem.
This is responding from the Rambam, the way that this Baruch said it. It seems to be that the Rambam said that you do make a book.
No, not all. The Rambam explained that it is included in those doctrines. So the normal logic you understood to now doesn't apply. But rather, what is the logic? The Rambam does say you don't make a problem. What is the logic? Simply because this level of obligation isn't enough to require it. So, yeah, these two opinions. Either the tzibur is bracha and the yochid no bracha, or even the tzibur no bracha. But certainly, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if one's saying halal the yochid, there's no bracha at all. Only the tzibur that could be a bracha, and the tzibur is a machlok. And the Ramah says, v'yesh emim zegam yochid mevarech halal v'chein noegim b'medinas eid. The Ramah says that the minhag of Ashkenaz is that, to follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that even a yochid can make a bracha on halal, and that is the minhag of the Ashkenazi. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that even the minhag of the Ashkenazi, that we make a bracha even biyochi, it is preferable to make a point of saying the halal together with the tzibur, so that one is on safe ground according to more opinions, even according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, you'll also be able safe to be making a bracha. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if, for example, you arrive in shul late,
on Rosh Chodesh
specifically, you arrive in shul late. Let's say probably we're talking about places where there's not 20 different minyanim and you can go somewhere else or whatever. This is the minyan and you're there. And the tzibur are soon going to say, halal, and you're about to start the tzibur. Say the Mishnah Berurah, you should say halal then with the tzibur and daven afterwards. Or another variation of this, says the Mishnah Berurah, if one was saying Sukkot to Zimra, and the Tzibur are saying Halal, one should interrupt on Sukkot to Zimra, and say Halal together with the Tzibur.
So that you can do the Bracha?
Well, let's put a slight little variation, because the Mishnah Berurah says over here that in this particular scenario, you don't actually need to say a Bracha. Because your Bracha, at the beginning of your Sukkot to Zimra, which is a Bracha on saying Shvach, so that's what it's your Borah Shomer at the beginning and your Yishtabah at the end, they count to be the bracha. And you don't make another bracha, a second, the Shalom Vikra is the Halal and your Halalukha at the end.
So you sandwich the Halal
in your Kusuk in the Zimra. But the purpose of doing this is rather than what would be your other option, to carry on davening Kisidron, and when you get to the end, then you're going to say Halal yourself privately without the Sibur, and recite a bracha, relying on what the Ramal says that the minhag Ashkenazi is to recite a bracha. But much better than doing that is to say it now together with the tzibur. Sorry? Simple as that. Let's say you just say Hashem Hashem Kigom Alav. I don't know. Beginning of Sukkot is right. The tzibur is about to start halal. So you tell your tzibur to halal. You start Halalukah, Halalukah, Abdi Hashem. You follow the whole thing till the end, till the tzibur get to Halalukah, Hashem, Kitoy, Kitoy, Elam, Tastor. They start saying Halalukah to say the final bracha. And you go back to your Sukkot Zimra. This is what it's like, you're back to where you're up to. Wow, can you imagine that? It's better to arrive in shul on time,
yeah,
and not to get into that. But I'll call Tony, that's what's coming out. I think the Ashkenazim, even the Yochid, is making a bracha on Halal, and the thing that's starting. Even a yochid is certainly not making a bracha, and the tibur, the mishnah brings today. Okay, we'll stop there.